N8LJ, testing, high power. N8LJ, testing, high power.
Well, I'm going to tell you, high power, I had to strap my seatbelt on it, come on so hard.
Okay, high power is not really too much high power, but on my radio here, I got 5 watts, and I push a button, get, I think it's about 25 out of it. So just looking at the screen here, that measures signal strength into the, I guess, one is the actual receiver, and we have a voting out there, just trying to see what the difference is between them there. So I don't know if you heard me, low power. Numbers were a lot lower, but I'm hoping I was at least making it full quieting into the system. This is N8LJ.
Yes, sir. You sound fantastic. No problem at all. This is N8GYU. Name is Rick. And I'm, well, north of Emily City, about 7-8 miles. And you sound good. Raspiness is your natural voice. No static, anything coming in with you. It sounds really good, actually. It's got a good audio sound. It's not, I'm not tone deaf, so I'm going to give you a 99.9 out of 100. How's that?
Yeah, okay there, Rick. N8GYU, N8LJ. Well, looking at the screen here, you had a good signal getting into both the repeater, the voter, and I guess the auxiliary reception site we got there. I'm located kind of like right between M24 and M53. Address is in Metamora, but we're actually Attica Township. And with the repeater move, I just wanted to see if I still had reasonable access. And I guess my Comet antenna or whatever brand it is up on top of my tower is still doing a good job. And, yeah, I guess my voice is a little bit raspy. Go ahead there, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, it's a natural sound. You know, it's like that. Just got up an hour ago and my voice cords ain't been stretched yet. But, yeah, you're sounding great. Your radio is doing a good job for you. And as I said, I'm north of Emily City, and I repaired my antenna. I should say my son's came up, and finally I got new coax on it because everybody was saying I was staticky and cutting out. And we never did figure out what's wrong. Once we got the coax down off the garage on the tripod, I never found a problem. It scopes out okay. I got no idea what was wrong. But whatever it is, it cost me another $100 for 100 foot of coax. And yeah, I'm happy with it. It works. It's got a flat match, 5 watts. I hope it's still working. Anyway, I'm doing it long on purpose here. Make sure there's not a heat-up problem somewhere else on the either the antenna or the radio. I've had this thing apart quite a few times and replaced a bunch of transistors and a few things that I handled with it and then retuned it a little bit, slightly. But I can get her up to 9, almost 12. 12 watts is where it peaks at. But I don't trust it, so I turned it back down so it's running about 8 watts. And it's an old Kenwood sidebander. And that's my preference is sideband, but yeah, they all work good. And I'll get out of here and let you finish your testing. And I'm right now I'm looking at some parts I got to get online. So I will talk at you later, sir. Have a marvelous day. The radio sounds good. And we'll talk at you later, 73s, N8GYU.
Okay there, Rick. Well, thanks for coming back and giving me a signal report. You've got a very nice signal into the system. Yeah, I've done that quite a few times. Something isn't quite working properly. You take the system apart, undo connections, put them back together, and everything's working fine. Yeah, a lot of times just the action of unplugging and replugging will you know, clean up an iffy connection, but definitely know how that goes. I've done a lot of those in my time there. All right, Derek, thanks for coming back, and catch you on Donald Log there, NHGYU, NALJ. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All